Rusty Quill presents.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
What the fuck, Steve?
What?
I blame you. Could have said that a second sooner.
Okay, I get that you hate Jim, but you really need to slow down and just breathe. I need to be smart about this.
Oh, please. Tell me how you smartly break into someone's house.
Well, looking for the spare key is a few steps before breaking the fucking window. I found this key for nothing.
Yeah, well, I'm real proud of you, Nate. Seems like all those Nancy Drew games have apparently prepped you on exactly how to act for these very moments. I was more focused on getting in and getting out before that piece of shit comes back.
Although I don't think the 3 seconds would have made a difference. I get it. We need to get in there and look around.
Okay. Whew. We're doing this. Got any last words?
I feel like that's definitely bad luck.
You're probably right. Let's go.
Just please watch your step in here.
Oh, yeah, because I doubt Jim picked up on the fucking glass.
No, I don't want you to step on a damn squeaky toy again and scare yourself.
I didn't scare myself. I was trying to scare you, okay? Look around the kitchen. See if you can find anything.
Okay. I mean, I'm not sure what exactly we're looking for or what we could find in the kitchen. I'm not sure. Why are you looking in the fridge?
I want to see what the man eats.
And you see nothing wrong with that?
I don't know. You could tell a lot about a man based upon what he eats.
I mean, you're usually too lazy to cook dinner, so you eat P.F. Chang microwave meals. What does that say about you?
Look!
What?
Whole milk!
And?
He has an awful digestive system. He does himself no favors by drinking whole milk. Man who has no care for himself is bad news bears.
God, you're just looking for any excuse to make him a bad guy.
I don't need an excuse. Let's look in the freezer.
And what are you hoping to find in there?
I don't know. Chicken? Fruit pops? Alcohol? Body parts of Stacy Hample?
Of course you remember the wife's name.
Fuck!
What?
Fucking P.F. Chang microwave meals.
Aw. You two have similar tastes. Maybe you two can have a TV dinner one night and heat up each other's matching meals.
I hate you.
Do you want me to pick up some more of those when I go to the store?
No, I'd rather you not, thanks. I was looking to switch to Healthy Choice anyways. I put on a few pandemic pounds this year, and I was going to ditch P.F. Chang.
Sure you were.
What was that?
Nothing. I was just saying that there's nothing out of the ordinary here. We can move on.
Hey, look at this. It's him and Stacy.
A little memento of his first kill. That sick son of a bitch.
No, that doesn't make any sense. Usually when someone murders someone, it's because they hate someone more than anything, and they want absolutely nothing to do with them. He wouldn't hold on to a constant reminder of a person that he hates.
I keep a picture of you. I'm kidding. I don't... Why do you know so much about murders all of a sudden? It's a little weird if you ask me.
I've been watching a lot of weird stuff on Discovery Plus lately. It's really messing me up.
Okay, well, first of all, stop that. Those shows will make you paranoid, as you can tell. Second of all, I'm not convinced. He could have planted those.
Planted them?
Yes. Maybe he kept the picture here just to throw us off or the cops off his trail.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You're saying you think Jim, ex-janitor, current real estate mogul Jim, keeps his wedding photo with his missing wife tucked away in the back of a kitchen drawer just in case he has some inquisitive tenants living next door that feel compelled to go outside, break the window, and break into his house to find some evidence because they suspect him of murder?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Steve. Put it down and let's keep looking.
Okay. Let's check down this hallway. Can I just say, I'm really happy that all the lights are on. It's a lot easier to, like, snoop around when you can see everything. There's no demon dogs. That's a plus. This is definitely my favorite break-in thus far.
Yeah, that definitely takes some of the fear out of the equation. By far, our best break-in.
Okay. There's a few doors here. What's behind door number 4?
Lead the way, Vanna.
Okay. This must be his bedroom.
Yeah, the bed kind of gave that away.
Shut up. Just look around.
The bedroom, where the magic happens.
God, why are you so weird?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how Jim is this real estate man. What was the word you used again?
Mogul?
Yeah, he's such a mogul.
Do you know what that is?
Sure, yeah.
I don't think you know what that is. A mogul is someone who really excels at what they're doing. So a real estate mogul would be someone who sells many properties or owns many properties. I was trying to make a joke because he only owns our property and his.
Oh, that's cool, yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Why?
No reason.
What are you hiding from me?
Nothing. Just leave it alone.
God, spit it out.
I thought he pronounced muggle wrong.
What?
When you said real estate mogul, I thought you meant muggle. So in my head, I was like, there's no real estate agents in the wizarding world of Harry Potter. So of course it's a muggle. Therefore, there was no reason to say that. But then my brain went to Final Fantasy and maybe you meant Moggle, but again, that wouldn't make sense, so I was just confused, but now that you've explained what you meant, it just makes more sense.
Okay, so your initial thought was the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, And then you're like, wait, that doesn't make sense. Then your second thought was Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I love Harry Potter.
Do you know what house you're in?
Slytherin. You?
Gryffindor, obviously.
Cool, cool, cool. I'm glad we had this talk. Nate, look. There's more photos. Again, I don't know about you, but I don't keep framed photos in my nightstand. They usually stand on top of the nightstand, hence nightstand. I told you.
Or it just hurts him to look at it, so he tucks it away in the drawer. That proves nothing. I still keep a picture of Jess in mine. Do you think I killed her?
No, I don't.
Okay, so let's just keep looking for actual evidence.
You might be watching a lot of Discovery Plus, but I've been watching a lot of Scooby-Doo, and I learned that evidence is in one of two places, the attic or the basement.
Okay, so let's split up. I'll take the basement and you take the attic.
Split up?
Yeah, like you said, this is the easiest break-in ever. We don't know when he's coming back, so we'll cover more ground this way. Keep your phone on you. Maybe record some things if you think of something while you're up there that we need to remember for later.
Cool. I'll go this way.
And I'll go this way.
Great idea, man. Yeah.
I'm walking away now.
I'm just getting a mental picture of the terrain.
Your terrain is a straight path to the hanging rope right there. That usually means attic.
Cool. Yeah.
Good luck.
Call me if you need anything.
Will do.
Okay, Steve. Here we go.
Let's do this.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.